Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 3rd of October 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
My name is Paul Owen Angel. I'm 28 years old, and I'm from a little village called Burbage in Wiltshire.
And how are you doing today?
I'm slightly tired, but apart from that, I'm fine.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I saw it in the Sky magazine that comes through a while ago and applied after that.
So what was it that actually motivated you to get involved?
I just quite liked the idea of it, really. Not much more than that. I thought it was a good idea and I thought it'd be interesting to get involved as something to do. And not being from around anywhere where anything goes on, apart from Solstice once a year, Stonehenge is a very boring part of the world, so to get involved in something's quite interesting for a change.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Like I probably wouldn't get any sleep most of the time. Apart from that, I was quite excited, and then didn't make any decisions till about last night what I was going to do.
So can you talk me through your ideas for your hour?
I'm going to be releasing some balloons. I've got a helium canister and they've got a message attached to the bottom, which basically just says that it's part of the release is part of the One Another project, and just see how far they get. See, we've got to put our email on there and just see how far they go. I've also got a bit of a pub quiz to do up there as well for anyone who may be up at 4 a.m. So,
what are your hopes, fears, expectations for your time up there?
I hope that I can use the hour, because it can be a long time, and I hope it don't get too cold.
And have you brought anybody with you today?
Yeah, my mum and my sister are here. My sister's come up from Wales, my mother's come from Dorset. So, they have an arty weekend, because they're going to stay on and go to the Tate, etc. Have a mooch around. So,
and how are you feeling about the live streaming?
Can't say I've thought about it too much, because most people I know won't be looking at it till tomorrow. I know people will be checking it tomorrow when they look on the archives bit on the online. So,
what exactly are you going to be taking up with you?
Pretty much. Well, I've got a bag. It's got the helium canister in, with some pre-tied string, with the messages on. Just a pad with some questions on, and that's probably it. I don't want to take too much, because I had to carry it up on the train from Wiltshire.
So what kind of messages have you taken up with you?
They're all the same, just explains what the project is, and email address on there, and hopefully they'll drift a long way. My wife's friend, apparently when they were younger, did a similar thing with some balloons, and it got to Belgium, so it'd be quite interesting to see how far it goes.
So have you brought a helium canister with you?
Yes, yeah.
So, can you talk a little bit about yourself, kind of what you do for a living?
I'm a human resources business partner for a company called Kinetic, which is ex-civil service defence company. We do lots of defence and technology stuff. And I look after what we call the consulting sector, and spend a lot of time on the road. So, driving here, there and everywhere, we've got a lot of legacy sites in places like Boscombe Down and Farnborough and Rosyth on the dockyards in Edinburgh and Portsmouth, Gosport, etc. So, it's very interesting, a lot of fun, very tiring sometimes. That's par for the course.
So how long have you been working for Kinetic for?
5 years this year.
And you're quite happy staying there?
At the moment, I've done a couple of different jobs while I've been there. So I've kind of moved along and around while I'm there. And obviously given the climate, it's sensible to kind of stay put if you've got permanent employment. So, but yeah, I do enjoy my job. I've been doing this for about 2 years. So
what would you say your main kind of interests, hobbies are?
I'm a big rugby fan. And my family are Welsh originally, so I spent a lot of my childhood on the terraces in Cardiff, so I'm a fan there. Watch the rugby, and I've got a young family. It generally involves looking after them at the weekend, spending time with the kids.
So how long are your children? How young are your children?
5 and 2. So the eldest just started school last month.
So you live in Wiltshire?
Yes.
How long have you been living there for?
5 years. We moved back when my wife was pregnant with our first, to be because we live in the same village as her family, and my family live in Dorset, so it's closer. We moved from we lived in Anasir, which is in the Rhondda Valley in Wales. I worked in Cardiff after we met at university there, and we stayed on there for a bit. So
where were you born? Where did you kind of grow up?
I was born in Bristol, stayed there for about 12 years because my mum was working there. My dad used to drive coaches around Europe for a living, so we only used to see him every now and again. He used to be away for sort of 4 or 5 weeks at a time. We then moved to Dorset, where my mum got a job down there, and my dad did as well, and my mum's still there in the house. And I went off to university 10 years ago, never came back.
And your childhood was fine? Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I've got a sister who's here today, and got another brother who lives in Ebbw Vale in Wales. So he works on the local radio station.
So what are your thoughts on this project so far? Have you been following it since the beginning?
Pretty much. We've been, because I applied, we were looking on the weekly programme that's on, Clive Anderson, and also been sort of dipping online every now and again to see what's going on. See how many people are about at 4 in the morning, so I knew what to kind of plan to do. We've followed it. It's been interesting. Some things have been quite good.
Yeah. Do you generally follow the arts?
To a degree. My mum's very much into arts and things rubbed off. We used to go to museums and galleries, etc., when we were younger. And like I say, they're doing an arty weekend after I go tomorrow. So, my mum's into arts and it's rubbed off to a degree.
So do you see your hour as a performance?
Some of it, yes, I suppose. I suppose anything up there is a performance. Class, so.
Are you wanting to engage with people while you're up there, or do you want it to be quite an isolated experience?
No, if there's people about, I'm happy to talk to them. I've got a pub quiz, so I'm not going to let the balloons off unless people answer questions properly, so it will be participative.
So what kind of questions are you going to be asking?
Because the project is supposed to be about profile of Great Britain, I've got some pub quiz questions on Britain, so covering all different bits and bobs, so hopefully it ties in.
So do you do a lot of pub quizzes? Have you kind of drawn on experience?
No, I drew on the internet this afternoon as I was rushing, because I tend to leave stuff to the last minute, and today's no different from anything else. So I was just grabbing off the internet today. So I'm assuming the answers are right, otherwise I look stupid, but there we go.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add about your hour?
No, I don't think so. Okay.